Hello everyone and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me Sarah together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit, and we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Raw Talks Podcasts. I have Mark here with me today.
Howdy y'all.
Hey Mark. So today we're going to reply to a question. So it's a very good question, and we decided that we needed a little bit of time and space to fully reply to it in a proper way because it concerns our process. And the question is the connection between the autonomic nervous system and the physical, emotional, and spiritual detoxification. And this is an epic question. And we will dive right into it. So this is going to be a little bit of an educational podcast. So we start with the nervous system. That is the absolute foundation of everything that we do, because the nervous system is like the command center if the body is in healing mode or not. So when the autonomic nervous system is activated, either into fight or flight or into fawn or into freeze, then the self-healing mechanisms are turned off in different levels. But what we see and what you probably also notice around the world is that people are living in these zones. This makes our health gradually just go lower and lower, and the vitality just spiral down. So the first thing that we need to do is to regulate the nervous system. Without that, the body is in survival, and it will not. It's like the digestion is slower. All the energetics is going towards surviving and not thriving. So just to make it simple, it's like a switch. If that's not turned on, like the self-healing mechanisms from the nervous system, it's very, very difficult to heal anything at all. Doesn't matter if it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, because the body is one unit and everything is connected. And it's like the nervous system is that, like, the main command center, so to speak.
Yeah.
So when we start working with people, the first thing that we do is to start regulating the nervous system, because when the nervous system starts to get regulated, everything that is unprocessed will kind of come to the surface. So when we work with people, we want to activate all the body's self-healing mechanisms. So that's why we also introduce a physical detox. So we start working with the nervous system, and then we add some sort of physical detox. It depends on who it is, what they want to achieve, why are they coming here? If they have physical problems, emotional problems, spiritual problems, life problems, there's different levels. But working with the physical detox is to open up all the elimination gateways in the body, basically. Because if we have low vitality and low physical health, that means that the elimination gateways are blocked, because otherwise the body wouldn't keep all the toxins in the body. So we need to open that up. So we use the detoxification process to help doing that. And that goes for the bowels, the kidneys, the lungs, and all the elimination gateways, basically. And it's also a way to work with the lymphatic system, because that's one of the main systems in the body that carries the toxins to the kidneys and to the different elimination gateways. And there's a lot of stagnation in the physical body. So the physical detoxification is a way to kind of turn everything on a physical level. And on an emotional level, the physical detoxification and the nervous system regulation will create an emotional detoxification. So with these two main, amplifiers, the nervous system regulation and the physical detox, that will kind of amplify and bring anything that is unprocessed emotionally to the surface, because anything that is unprocessed from the past, like emotions or events or traumas and such, injuries, it's stored in the tissues. It's literally in the tissues. So the physical detoxification and the nervous system regulation will start to bring this out of the body, like to physically move the energetics that the body wasn't able to deal with at the time. So the body is functioning as a storage system. So the two first, the nervous system regulation and the detoxification will start to move that energy to the surface. And then we move into the trauma work, to body work, all kinds of different things to support the emotional process, basically. And this on its it usually goes in levels. So the first thing that usually happens is the physical detox symptoms, and then you have emotional detox symptoms. But when we start to activate all of these areas, the spiritual detox start to it's a circle, and that's when we start to see belief systems, like limiting belief systems, like no, I can't do this, or I'm not worth, or you know, it's like these things that we say to ourselves, and all these imprints or belief systems, they come from somewhere. It's not something that you put on yourself just because you thought it was a good idea. You know, it usually comes from family imprints, cultural imprints, social imprints, karmic imprints, and all those levels. But those are the things. That's why they end up in the spiritual section, because they're a little bit, you can't really see them. I mean, they are super obvious, but they are not items. You know, it's like it's easier to, because there are behaviors. So it's behaviors and patterns. And this is where the energy works comes in, and balancing the chakras and all of that deeper level work. So that's how it's connected on a larger scale, like a high level process, so to speak. And this process is, we use this at the retreats, we use it in our mentorship programs, I use it in my manifestation programs, because everything is connected to the physical, emotional, and spiritual body. And whatever the life we are living is a manifestation of the collect. It's like
interconnected.
Yeah, it's interconnected, but it's also a result of everything that you do.
Yeah.
Manifestation is something that goes on 24/7. The life that you live is a representation of everything that I just talked about. Right. And to it doesn't really matter what you want to accomplish in life. These are the tools that if you upgrade your internal world, then your external world will follow suit. And it doesn't really matter if you want a new job, a better husband, better health or happier life or new friends or a thriving business. It's all connected to what we think that we can or cannot do due to different reasons. I can't do this because I can't hike because I have a bad foot. I can't find a new husband because I'm not worth it. Or I'm, yeah, you know, it's like everything comes from somewhere, because when it all comes down to it, you can achieve anything that you want, and everything in the world is achievable. Everything else is a belief system. So it's like finding out what is it that you want to do, what is that you want to accomplish, finding that purpose, and then taking you there, so to speak. And those are the blind spots, so to speak.
Yeah.
Right. I did a little speech here. What are you noticing? What are your comments?
Well, I mean, if we tie it back to the nervous system, I think that for this question and other similar questions that come up might be from someone who feels like they're already healthy. And so it's possible to be someone who exercises every day, who on the exterior looks healthy, but on the interior, there's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of activation in the nervous system, and there may be a lot of tightness in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, a physical detox can help this person on a whole different level, and help them to go deeper into healing their body, where it might be perceived that their body is already healthy. It looks healthy, but internally there's probably acidosis from tightness in the muscles and nervous system activation, which means that the body can't heal, that the kidneys may not be filtering. The lymphatic system may not be draining. So looks can be, what is it called? Deceptive.
Yeah.
So someone can look healthy, but on the inside be completely full of tightness and inner turmoil.
Yeah.
So it's not always just because you have a disease or just because you're overweight or just because there's something physically wrong with the body. It's observable. Mm-hmm. So it's important to look at the nervous system perspective. And that's kind of our process, is that when we have a new customer, we want to learn about their physical symptoms, but more importantly, we want to know where their nervous system is, so that we can help guide them down into a state where they can be calm and collected, so that then the natural healing mechanisms can begin to activate.
Yeah,
but once
because you, from that you, grounded state, yeah, sorry, go on.
No, just you mentioned the physical detoxification several times, but maybe we just explain what that actually means. Like, what is a physical detox? What are we doing when we say that?
I mean, detoxification is on many different levels, but basically you start to remove the items from your diet that is not serving the purpose that you want to achieve, because we really want to clean out the system, because the solution is in the physical body. It doesn't matter what you want to accomplish. If you don't have enough energy, it's the physical body. If you're not feeling well emotionally, it's the physical body. If you're not feeling well spiritually, it's because of the physical body. I mean, all the massive scriptures, the Vedic scriptures, it's like all of this knowledge, it's about going through the body.
Yep.
So if the body is not eliminating, we need to take care of that. So we need to give the whole body, and especially the digestive system, a big rest. And we need to start moving the lymphatic system. We need to start help the body to open up the elimination gateways. And we do that through different levels of detoxification. And it varies on what level people need to do that. But everyone knows fasting and fruits and raw food and all of that. So it's about creating a protocol for the person, an individualized protocol to support whatever it is that the person wants to accomplish. But because when we remove all of this extra food, then the healing process in the body will start to expand. There's so many cells in the body that is designed to heal broken cells and heal damaged cells. And with that extra energy that you give to the body when you remove, because it costs so much energy for the body to digest like normal food. Right. And that's also why it's like we eat more than we are able to eliminate. And that's why we get inflammation and different acidity levels and stuff in the body, and diseases starts to happen and things like that. And we need to help that balance, because you have an acidic balance in the body instead of, you want to make it a little bit more alkaline, because the acidity is too high in the body. So we need to regulate that. And we do that by bringing in the high frequency fruits and the high frequency juices. And we start to balance that out, because that's also the most alkaline thing that you can eat on the planet, almost, like, instead of, you know, not like baking soda, but like real food. And when that happens, all of the cells in the body that are designed to heal the system has so much extra juice and power to actually go do that. Because if we eat more toxins than the body can eliminate, then all the energy is just running to these places in the body where it has to take care of all the toxins that we eat. And if we stop providing that into the body, then the body will have so much energy to start to regenerate, cellular regeneration. And that's when the body really starts to physically recover. So that's why we do that.
I think that a good follow-up question to this would be, people would want to know, like, how long does it take? You know, what's the duration? How, you know, what is the commitment level for a detoxification? If they're looking for both the physical, the mental, and the spiritual shifts.
I mean, there's no timeline on that at all. I mean, it fully depends on who you are and what you want to accomplish and what your starting level is. And yeah, like what where do you start and where do you want to go? So you could overcome, I just want to get rid of my back pain. And then, you know, you discover that it's connected to the kidneys, because most back pain is connected to the kidneys, because there's so many nerve endings around the kidneys. And maybe you figure out a couple of things, and then all of a sudden your back pain is gone, and then you're fine. You just go continue your life. Other people find it to be a lifelong journey and beyond, because it's a spiritual path. So you have, it's impossible to say really how long it takes.
Yeah.
All right. And any other questions?
Not for me. I just want to, maybe share a little bit of my own personal journey when it comes to the detoxification and the nervous system. I've done several detoxifications, and, I've gone on some juice fasting and some fruit fasting, and, doing different herbs and going through different periods of time. And I've done a lot of retoxing also. So I think when it comes to doing this, there's also kind of a choice that has to be made about your lifestyle. So just because you decide to go through a detox because you want to work on either a physical, emotional, or spiritual thing, what you do after is equally as important. So just because you detox something from your body doesn't mean that you're in the clear, because you could fall back into an old pattern and retoxify the body. So if you decide to go on a detoxing journey, it's very important to think about, like, what is the lifestyle that I want to maintain after the detox to prevent the retoxification process? And sometimes for people, it's a bit of a up and down roller coaster until they find something that works for them. But it's not like a magic bullet solution to solve all your problems. You kind of have to add long-term solutions for your overall health and wellness, and to grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So it's not just like, okay, I'm going to flush my system and now I'm ready to go.
Well, for some people, that might be the trick. You know, it's like it's about finding the right combination of tools and methods to kind of unlock what it is that you are looking for. Because most people that we work with, they know where they're going, and they want to find the tools for the blind spots to kind of unlock the whatever it is that's holding them back. And the nervous system is the main control panel for fears or belief systems or blockages in different ways. And then we add in the emotional and physical and spiritual detoxification to kind of reveal the blockages. And then we use different kinds of nervous system regulating tools. I mean, we have tons of that, and the whole farm here is, I mean, the only purpose that is designed here is to ground the nervous system. So stepping into this, then things will start to come to the surface, and we're looking for those blind spots. And for some people, they might only have a few blind spots. Some people will have many, and it could be in the physical, it could be in the emotional, it could be in the spiritual. So that's why, since the body is a complete unit, we have to look at all of it. And that's why people want to come and work with us, because it's so easy for us to notice, where is your blind spot? Where is it that you can't see or don't want to see where it is? So when people work with us, we do multiple different somatic practices and nervous system practices to really work through the body, because the gateway is the body. All your answers to any of your questions, except maybe math questions, but maybe you will find those too when you are more balanced. Because when we are activated, we don't have access to that part of ourselves, because we're blocked, because we think that the body thinks it's in danger. And then it doesn't matter. It doesn't care about those kind of things. So if you want to live a life that is not only surviving, but thriving and beyond, we need to have access to those places inside of us where all the answers are, or that we are in a state where we can find the answer. That the road to the answer is opening up. And that's where things become a little bit spiritual, that there is this path that kind of unfolds for you when you start to become aligned with yourself. And that is the grounding and opening up all the energetical gateways in the body, because we're, you know, with the chi or the prana is moving inside the body. And that is the connection also to source or God consciousness or universe or whatever you want to call it. It goes through it's connected in our root chakra and goes up and beyond. And this energy that is the Kundalini energy, or the Ida and the Pingala, or the feminine and the masculine, or, you know, there's different names to it. It needs to flow freely in the body through the different chakras and up. And when those are blocked, our connection to the self and to all the information that is available is not available. So it's about always returning to the body and opening that up. And when people are in close proximity with us, we unravel whatever that is. So that's why our main focuses is always nervous system, then the somatic work, because everything is in the body, opening up the body, working with energy, working with tissue, working with fascia, working with lymphatic system, all of it needs to flow.
Yeah.
And then we use the shadow work to find the blind spots and to really work with the spiritual aspects. And to look at the things like, where are my blind spots? And so then we use the physical, emotional, and spiritual detoxification that we talked about in the beginning to access all of that.
Yeah.
And that's how we do it. And then we have...
people want to do that. They want to go through the process with us.
Yeah.
What are some ways that they can do that?
You can come to the farm for our 21-day retreat program. That's a more advanced level where we go very deep. So it's during 21 days, we activate all the body's self-healing mechanisms. We have a structure that we take you through, a process that we take you through, and then whatever is limiting you will come to the surface. And then we help you and navigate you through that so that you can release that and have more access to the self. And to so people who come here, they have a clear intention of what is it that they want to work with or overcome. Or some people, they say, I just want to tune up. it's like go for a boost or tune up.
Yeah.
And then we activate all of that and we help you move through what comes up. So it's a deep and intense process, but it's very beautiful and effective.
I would say that along the way, people who come here for that retreat, with the detoxification comes a massive education about yourself and about your nervous system, which will become a lifelong tool for how to navigate stress, how to navigate your environment and the people around you.
100%. 100%. I mean, it is a crash course, education crash course in yourself. That's basically it. I mean, living with the spirit, the name is about you uncover your connection to the self and to your spirit or purpose or intention or intuition or God or universe, whatever you want to call it. It's about, so we don't tell you what to do with your life. We just clean you up so that you can go and be closer to whatever it is that you feel like you are destined to do. And for those who are unable to come to the farm or feel like that is a bit too fast and deep, then we have our mentorship programs that is a 6-month commitment that you do from the comfort of your own home, where we also combine the physical, emotional, and spiritual detoxification, but we design a program that is like fully individualized for you and the lifestyle and the result that you want to have. And we help you implement it in your real life lifestyle. And that also includes the nervous system regulation, the somatic work, and the shadow work. It's all included, but it's the same process, but it's different ways of dealing with it, of implementing it or working with it. And then outside of Living with the Spirit's main to offer, I also work with people who are ready to make very bold moves. And so for people who have worked through a little bit with the somatic work and kind of come to the next step, who wants to make all their dreams come true and to really manifest their true heart's desires and their wildest dreams, and want to have someone to make the moves in real life. So basically what I do is that we connect arms and we decide, okay, where are we going? Over there. And then we start to make the moves. I help you make the structure, the plan, the manifestation process, and all of that. And then we move through, because as we say, the manifestation is the current result of your belief systems and programs and limitations and where you're at. So if we upgrade that and make the moves, then things will also come to the surface, and then we have that support to move through it as we do it. So that's like the fastest way to achieve your goals is to have someone in your pocket that can help you do that in a very fantastic way. So those are the ways.
Yeah. So connect with us. You can go to livingwiththespirit.com, or you can reach out to us on social media if you have any questions about any of the topics we just talked about, or if you're ready to sign up for one of our programs, then come on down to the farm or come join our online program.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Mark. And thank you everyone for listening. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you soon.
See you all later.
See you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.